There was a young student called Jimmy who was told by the teacher, "Please go to the front of the class, go to the map, and point out where is America." And the young boy went and he pointed by the map, and sure enough, he pointed at America. And the teacher said, "Very good, Jimmy. And now I have a question for the entire class. Who discovered America?" And the entire class replied, "Jimmy did." We sometimes confuse symbols with reality. And the cross is often a confusing thing for people. How does this instrument of capital punishment in the Roman Empire become the symbol for Christ's love and for Christ's perseverance in loving us? It becomes the standard of victory because no one controls God, and no one should control any of us. When God makes a decision and says, "I love you and I give my life for you," the response by those he loved was to crucify him. Let's get rid of him. Let's change his mind. And God says, "I'm not your puppet. You don't decide what I do. I still love you." It's a profound thing that Christ has shown us on the cross. And for this reason, it reminds us to carry our cross. Now, non-Christians and some Christians may think of pain when they think of the cross. They may think of suffering, but pain and suffering never saved anybody. When a Christian thinks of the cross, they should think of love, of something that is difficult to do, but something that we have dedicated ourselves to be. So when Christ said that he loved us, nothing could change his mind. And for this reason, not even the grave was able to hold him. And for us in our decisions, we should weigh carefully our words. When we say someone made us mad, someone ruined our day, we often forget the great gift and strength that God's grace can be in our lives. No one will ever ruin my day. No one will ever make me mad. If someone can control me, they better be responsible for me. But we should never let that happen. That is why the cross, an example of humanity trying to control God, was an absolute failure. And why Christ's victory becomes the very object of his suffering. That even though we try to control God, God still whispers in silence, "I still love you. And what are you going to do about it?" Absolutely nothing. You have to respond yes, or you have to respond no. But you will not control the God who created us and the God who loved us. And so the cross becomes for each of us in our life not the symbol of suffering, but the symbol of liberty, the symbol of freedom, the symbol that I control my life. No one tells me what to do, makes me mad, ruins my day. I make a decision to imitate Christ and to bring goodness into this world, especially when it is most needed. When people are angry, when people are unreasonable, when things look bleak and there appears to be no tomorrow, that's when Christians are the most needed. And that's when the philosophy of the cross is most necessary. It is easy to love people when they love you back. It is very easy to just be a nice person when everything is going well. But it is when things are not going well, when you are misunderstood, when people try to control you, that the voice of the cross should arise in your heart and to say, just as Jesus was free on the cross, I am called to be free, and no one will control me. I will do things as Jesus did to make the situation better and to conquer. Even when things appear to be dead, there is the resurrection in the future. Slava Isusu Christu.